Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where hope finds you. We invite you to enjoy and listen and be a part of a place where love welcomes you, peace will surround you, and the presence of God is already present. We invite you to bring your problems, bring your pain, bring everything that you deal with in this world. But when you listen, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Through our ways of reaching you, whether it's our weekly broadcast, whether it's our podcast, or whether it's something that you hear during the week or our weekly broadcast, we invite you to allow the Spirit of God to romance your ears and love on your heart. We don't take it for granted that you tune in to us, but we want to take this moment to just tell you right now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome to the Morning Glory International Community Development, where we provide you with an atmosphere of hope, faith, and love for the whole family. Our weekly broadcast, the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, is conducive for the Holy Spirit to come in to teach, inspire, and develop healthy families globally. Our resources, prayer ministries, and online Bible studies are a few avenues that we use to empower our families. So get ready, get ready, get ready, family, friends, near and far, because this is your host, your girl, your friend, your sister, Minister Kim, all the way from Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. I am so excited to be back online with you today to fill your cups up, amen, with some hope. Family, I need you to really hear me this morning, all right? You know I'm transparent. It's the first time you join us. We welcome you. But I'm transparent. I don't hold nothing back. Amen. Because the truth sets us all free. All this hatred that has plagued our communities recently because of our outcome of the election has to stop. It does more harm than good. My suggestion is that we handle everything in a godly character to have a godly integrity. I wrote this on Facebook. I said, I refuse to let Donald Trump or anyone disrespect my Heavenly Father. I trusted God before the election, and I certainly trust him now. I put a praise on each and every day that he gives me life. Amen. I believe that if you join me in just lifting up the name of Jesus, calling out Donald Trump, calling out the Republicans, calling out all of the people that you feel that's going to do some injustice to you, because it's not just Donald Trump. There's some people in your family. There's some people on your job. There's some people in your church. There's just some people that just got a heart and heart. And we need to be praying for them. Amen. That God will soften their heart, that some will become saved and delivered and set free. So if you just get up every day and do 5-10 minutes of prayer, let the Holy Ghost lead you. I believe that when he stands before the people, that it won't be his mind, but he'll be using the mouthpiece of God. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it with every fiber and every being of my soul. This is an opportunity to save souls. Don't get bandwagon. Don't get caught up in the distractions of what you're hearing, what you're seeing. It is so. So let's do what God wants us to do. Amen. All right. I just had to throw that in because I'm getting upset with the devil. I ain't getting upset with the people. I'm just getting upset with the devil because he think he win. He will never win. We will always win. We are victorious. Amen. Now, family, I need some help. You know, last week I congratulated my niece's nephew, LaVey, amen, is a group that came out of the Bronx, and if you have not heard of their music, it is truly worship, it's It's just honorable. Amen. They were signed up on Lisa Keys' last album project, so you can hear them on there. But they have 10 nominees, amen, on the Stellar Awards, and I need everyone to vote for them. Amen. So I'm going to put that up shortly on our fan page so you can go and just keep on liking them. Amen. Listen to their music and then respond by what you hear. How about that? I like that. Amen. And don't forget to go check out Lovin'. My cousin, Lionel Holly, is definitely there. He plays a part in this phenomenal movie that I've heard. I'm going to go check it out later. I think we're going to have a date night tonight. Y'all pray for hubby and I, because our lives are just in different directions, but every now and then we try to just come together and do something together. Amen. So y'all pray that I get a date night tonight, all right? Don't tell them I said that. All right, so let's get into today's show, because I'm really excited about having this young lady here. Amen. Her name is Ebony Coleman, but she's a dear friend to me. It's been 8 years, going on 9 years that we met, and God really hooks people up in the strangest places, but on jobs. So for those who talk about, I can't stand my job, I can't stand my coworkers, I don't have that. Amen. I have some good relationships. So shout out to Monty Fury UBA, the team, amen, that works together in harmony and love to service the community. So this is our topic today. You are what you eat. Mm-hmm. Yep, you are what you eat, physically and spiritually. Have you ever heard of the phrase, you are what you eat, which means it is important to eat good food in order to be healthy and fit? Today with us, we have a young lady who committed herself in doing just that. She is known as Coleman, our health and wellness coach, right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Ebony is a mother of two beautiful sons who recently graduated with a nursing degree. She believes that staying fit and eating properly will promote a healthy well-being. Ebony became involved with Team DeMarco Fitness Group in the summer of 2013. She committed to losing weight. I need you to applaud her, because this young lady, when you see a picture of her on our website, go to her website, www.themorningglory.org, beautiful inside and out, you'll be amazed what God has done. And today she is here to help us prepare ourselves to live healthy. Amen. 2006 is out the window and 2007 is coming in. What you going to do between now and then? Amen. It's time to be physically and spiritually healthy. With further ado, when we come back, not only will we have our health and wellness coach here, but we're going to have all of you participate. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is your girl.
Yo, P. Stay ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Why?
But radio ain't doing our just kiki and cracking up, because we like getting to the beat. That was Jay Moore talking about God got it. God got it. God got this. Whatever's going on in our universe, whatever's going on in your homes and your personal life, God got it. Just come on, just bounce a little bit. Ah, before we bring on Ebony. Ah, bounce to the right. Yes.
Hold up. Why?
I love it. God's got it. Mm-hmm. Going through something, walk around your house, say, God got it. Somebody's coming with you some mess, say, God got it. I don't even need to hear it. God got it. He got it on this week. I think that might be our word for the week. God got it. Amen. I know I got something else for y'all, but, you know, we're going to add that. God got it. Whatever is going on, God got it. We have to trust God. The Bible says that we are not to lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The him is God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, the King of Kings. Amen? He got you. Don't worry about the election. Don't worry about what's going to happen, what, you know, decisions that, you know, President Donald Trump is going to make. Just worry about where you are and where God wants you to be. How about that? If we focus on us, we can do more that will be beneficial, and the fruits of God will be displayed. And, oh, God, it will just be an amazing world that we live in, not only for ourselves, but our children, our grandchildren. So let's make it happen. Without further ado, I want to bring on this phenomenal woman who is not just a woman, a mother, a man, a co-worker, but she's my friend. She's my sister. I love her, and I love that she's here to tell her story to encourage you, because I'm going to let you know she did it for me. Welcome, Ebony Coleman, to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I am blessed. It's wonderful to be on the show, and I thank you guys so much for having me.
You are so welcome. We are so excited that the time is now that you are here with us. You know, we've been talking
Absolutely.
Over the summer to bring you in as a part of our team, our family here, because we felt that in the ministry, in the body of Christ, that we needed more knowledge, amen, and understanding when God talks about our temple and how we are to take care of our temple. And just watching you from 2013 to now, how you transitioned, it wasn't just a physical thing that I saw, but also a spiritual. It was just God was
amen.
Doing a whole formation with you, and I wanted to be a part of that. See, I wasn't
Absolutely.
Hating. I got to throw that in. I wasn't hating. I wasn't
no,
jealous.
No, no.
I wanted to be a part, because a lot of times when we talk about ladies, talk about sisterhood, we always hear about, you know, women are khaki, women are, you know, gossipers, women
yes.
are this. But you got to learn to celebrate one another.
Absolutely.
And if you like what they got, why not ask them, honey, I like the way you look, and I need to look like that. And
okay.
I thank God, yes, that you gave us, myself and a lot of the UBA, our coworkers, the opportunity to work out with you. So I'm going to put a pause on me and give you the floor, because I really want our listeners to hear your story, because it started in 2013. But before that, what was going on, Ebony, in your life that you would like to share with us that led up to a change in your life in the summer of 2013?
Okay. Well, prior to 2013, I had enrolled into nursing school. I decided that my calling, my purpose was to, you know, heal others. And
mm-hmm.
so I decided to go back to school, and during nursing school, I mean, it takes so much stress. It's a lot of anxiety. You're not eating right. I was working full time. I had my oldest son at the time, and I went to school at night, and I did my clinicals, which was, you know, me being in the hospital and taking care of patients on the weekends. So there was no time for me to eat properly. There was none of that. So in 2012, I had got pregnant with my youngest son, and after that, you know, that comes along with more weight added on top of the weight that I had. And at that point, once I graduated, I said, you know what, it's time to take care of me, because if I can't take care of myself, how am I going to be a help to others? So So that's exactly what I did. So I found Team DeMarco, and, I mean, when I say they were a blessing in disguise, they were truly a blessing in disguise. I started doing boot camp first, and I said, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? I mean, it was excruciating. It was so much pain afterwards, but you know what? I mean, God just said, keep going, Ebony. Don't stop. Keep going. And that's exactly what I did. So I started off at my heaviest at 199, and during the process, I went down to 136. So I lost over 50 pounds.
Awesome.
So that was
amazing.
Definitely a blazing. And so during that process, you know, my master coach at the time said, you know, Ebony, I just see something in you. How about, you know, you start training others?
Mm-hmm.
And we have this motto and this logo, each one teach one. And in the beginning, I was like, no, you know. And then I had to think back and I had to step back and I said, wait a minute. No, you know, you guys helped me, and that's the only, it's only fair, it's only right that I help someone else or others out, even if it's just one person. And from there, I got my certificate, personal certification through him, and I started teaching classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I started doing boot camps. And then following that, I said, you know what? I can do this. Let's start doing one-on-one clients. And, you know, you were one of them, and you look amazing. And I have to say I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, thank you. But I need to just go back a little bit, shave it back a little bit.
Yes.
2012, you had Ethan. You gained this weight, and you said you was weighing 199 pounds.
199.
I've never seen that on you. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, like that. I did that.
Yeah.
I had put myself on mute. That's why nobody heard it. But, like, oh, my God. And, you know, it's amazing how you work with people and you don't even see, like, when they're gaining the weight, you know, or how they look, because you just see them as who they are. But also sometimes as we gain weight, health risk factors come in. And I really want to talk about that because sometimes, you know, we have people say, well, I'm luxurious and I look good. If you feel comfortable, great. But I just want to make sure that you're healthy. Because everybody's not supposed to be a size 0 or 2 or 5.
No.
I get that.
No.
You know, we have all types of shapes and sizes. But the key thing here is to be healthy. Make sure that you have your annual physical, where they're doing blood work, chest x-rays, mammograms when you're at a certain age. Make sure that you're eating healthy. If you're 300 pounds and you're healthy, then God bless you. But if you feel like you can tweak that and be even more healthier, then do so. Like you said, each one teach one. We are here to teach and empower you to be healthy, to live a lifestyle that's healthy for you to thrive in. Amen?
Amen.
To thrive in. Now, everybody's talking about I look good, and I thank God that I do look good. But the truth be told, it was not easy for us. It was
not easy. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, key word, Ebony, lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Now, I want to ask you this because I think I've said it in the past, and I know I hear others say, I'm dieting. Well, I'm dieting because I want to wear this special outfit. I'm going to have this special event. You know, I need to lose like 20 pounds before the event. What's the difference between a diet and a lifestyle?
A difference between a diet, you can easily fail at a diet. That's why I don't like to use the word diet, because people get scared of that word diet. So I personally would like to call it just a lifestyle change, a nutritional cleansing, you know, but I try to stay away from the word diet. I always tell my clients, listen, you can eat what you would like to eat, but at the same token, you have to modify. You have to modify your portions. You have to be aware of what you're putting into your body that God has created. And, you know, just start off with little minor things. Instead of drinking the soda or the juice, start out with the water. If you don't like plain water, add a little lemon, cucumber. There's so much stuff right now that you can just, you know, that you can do. Just add a little bit just to give it that flavor. What else do I say? You know, cut back on the carbs. We have good carbs. You know, you have your yams, you have your brown rice instead of your round rice. Just small little things like that make a big change. And once you start exercising, trust me, I guarantee you will be more cautious and more mindful of what you put into your body. You're like, no. I'm not, you know, you may say, okay, is you know, for us ladies, you know how it is when it gets close to that time and we craving for that chocolate or something like that. You know, eat something, a rice cracker with some peanut butter, add a piece of fruit. Just be creative with what you eat. There's so many things online that you can look up and be creative with it. You know, cut back on going out and eating a lot. I always say you have anything that you put your mind to, you have to prepare. So create that shopping list. You go to your, you know, to your local supermarket, to your Fairway, Trader Joe's, where, whatever it is, and you write your list out, what it is that you need to eat. And you make a meal plan throughout that week, and you follow it and you stick by it. Do we fall off? Yes, but it's not the end of the world. You just keep on going.
Oh, you said
just a little mindful. Yes.
Yeah. I like when you said the word diet is like a word that sets up the fail, because when we don't reach that goal, right, we feel like failures. And then we go back into eating more unhealthy stuff and we gain the extra pounds that we never had on before. So don't set yourself up to fail. I think we should just, you know, change, amen, and use the new word lifestyle. I want to live a healthier lifestyle, and that's physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially, amen. It's wellness. The whole you have to be changed and affected by what you do, because truth be told, everything that you do is affected by what you do. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with our health and wellness coach, Ebony M. Coleman, right back.
Starting your own business is an exciting experience. You have the ability to be your own boss, set your schedule, and make a living doing what you love. However, entrepreneurship also comes with a lot of challenges. Many entrepreneurs fail before they launch their business by not knowing how to set up their business correctly. Every player needs a coach, and every business needs a startup strategist. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the paperwork. Let our professional staff get you started. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at www.thestartuhp.com or calling 240-786-8089.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is your host, Minister Kim, with our health and wellness coach, Ebony M. Coleman, here, just giving you some insightful tips. I know the holidays are coming by, but guess what? It's not about the holidays. It's about you. Yes, right. It's about you, beginning to live a healthy lifestyle. Amen. She gave us definition in her mindset of what dieting is versus a lifestyle, and also gave us some good tips to take, especially for those who are cycling, our women, amen, when you have those cravings, instead of getting the junk foods and chocolate, have something that's more healthy and nutritious, amen. I'm not a peanut butter eater, but I have tried, you know, adding a scoop of peanut butter with my shakes, and it really tastes good. And I think one of the things that I've learned, Ebony, by joining, amen, you on this journey of living a lifestyle, is that hard work pays off. Sacrifice pays off. You know, even, you know, looking in the mirror and watching myself just transition and, you know, my portions of my food and stuff like that. Even my taste buds have changed. When I initially started out, my taste buds changed. I didn't want the junk foods, and I didn't even want the bacon anymore. The smell of it made me sick. And then when you start tapping, you know, like, oh, I could have a this or this, you pinch into that, it opens up that appetite again. So let's be mindful of that too. I think I would tell you, oh, Ebony, I had some ice cream. You know, I felt so guilty. I would go come to work on Monday, like, Ebony, I had ice cream. She's like, girl, did you eat the whole thing? And I'm like, no, but I had it and I felt sick. I got the sugar rush. I would get sick and be on this. So I was like, I can't do this. My body had gotten detoxified from it and didn't want it anymore. And I was trying to still shove it in and realign my system with it. And I had to say no. I had to be like, you know what, Kim? This is not a happy feeling. It tastes good going down, but 15 minutes later, I'm not feeling good.
You know, you're right about that. Your body does not lie to you. So, you know, if your body's rejecting it, that's telling you right there that is a no-no.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to open the lines. If there's any questions or any comments, we want to open the lines today because this is about you. It's about us so that we could live a healthy lifestyle together. So many Americans, amen, are diagnosed every day with high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancer, you know, kidney failure. I'm hearing so many women being diagnosed with pancreas cancer. There's something wrong with your stomach. There's something wrong with your intestines, colon cancer. And I believe, again, the topic today is you are what you eat. What you put in your body affects you. So we really want you to really understand what we're talking about today. So we're going to open up the lines if you have any questions, okay? And if we don't have the answer, trust me, connect with us on Facebook, which is www.themorninggloryivofhope, and we would definitely put your response there because what your question is going to help somebody else as well. So the lines are open. At all right, any questions? I got some questions. Oh, Ebony, you know, we hear about water. We just don't want to talk about food. We talk about water. Oh, what, 80 or 90% of our body is made up of water, right?
Yeah.
How much water should we take in?
I always tell everyone to drink at least eight cups of water a day. 8 cups of water to start off.
Okay, so you know there's you talking about plain water or adding these little fruit little packages that you open up and you pour into your water and you're like, well, it's just flavored water, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely no flavored water because that has a lot of the contents in it has a lot of sugar. So you want to just, if anything, if you want to add anything, I would say the best thing will be the fruits that you get, whether it be organic, you get you some fruits, you slice it up, you put it in there and you just, and trust me, you'll have the flavor.
Mm.
And then right now they have those, you know, the mugs where you can just put in, you know, your fruit and add your water to it, and you're good to go.
And you know, I see that those infusion bottles and stuff like that. You know, I tend to sometimes put lemon, amen, or put cucumber or something like that. But it's healthy, and it's much better than what we're getting because, again, we never know what these little small packages, these contents are inside until we put it into our bodies and affect us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I was speaking to one of my friends and over dinner last week, and she shared with me that she had spoken to someone, and they were saying, you know, when you urinate, when you see your urine and it's clear, that means you're drinking too much water. And I was like, I heard that, you know, it's healthy when you see it like that. It should not be dark and yellowish. But
no.
She was saying, no, it should have some type of yellow, some kind of color to it. I said, no, I think I just need to be white because it's supposed to be clear and just how supposed to be. Not white, but just clear, y'all. Clear, not white. We don't want that. We want it clear, y'all. This is reality radio.
Yes. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. You know, you want the more water intake that you drink, the less your urine is concentrated. And, you know, and that's how you know also that you're getting, you know, the proper amount of water intake into your system. So continue drinking water. And it also flushes you out. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, you want your little, you know, your little juice, your cup of coffee or whatever. But like I said, everything is all in modification. But water is the key. As I always say, water is life.
I love it. Water is life.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's important for us to do that because we need to detox ourselves daily.
Yes.
Daily. Get rid of the waste. Now, I know there was a time with us in your group as we were working with you that we had alkaline water, and I know Radio Angel Kim is a fan of alkaline water. When I told her I was drinking alkaline water, she was just so happy.
Yes.
You would think I won $1 million, but she was just so excited when the shower was happening. And I did taste the difference. I did feel the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, alkaline water is, it's the best water to drink because of the pH balance. Everyone's pH balance, you know, we have that range. And you want to stick with that, you know, you want to stick with the most purest water that you can that's going to not throw off your pH balance, you know. So that's why we always like to drink the alkaline water. And it's very good, very refreshing.
Definitely. We have a question, an inbox question. So thank you, those who are on Facebook. We love you. Here's the question. They say drink water when you wake up before you brush your teeth. Why?
Okay. You would drink room temperature water because this way it's opening and clearing out your digestive system because that's why you always drink a glass of room temperature water just to get that system going. You know, it's kind of like a flush, you know, you get up and instead of grabbing your cup of coffee, no, have a glass of room temperature water, get that digestive system going. So this way, whatever you put into your mouth, you healthy stuff that you're eating, of course, it's going through your system without any issues at all.
Mm-mm. Now, there was, I'm trying to think of it. I think we talked about it before, you and I. Was that the apple vinegar cider?
Apple cider vinegar, yes. Apple cider vinegar, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, what's the benefits of it? Because I was doing it, and I forgot.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. It's Bragg's, it's B-R-A-G-G-S, Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. You can get it at any supermarket. And, I mean, it's so many benefits. There's diabetes, high blood pressure, weight loss. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So what you do, you usually just take a teaspoon. You can add it into your water in the morning, and you can drink it. Or like me, I like it straight up. I just take it, you know, pour it into the spoon and take it. And, you know, if you're not a vinegar person, you know, I would just say add it into the water. But I like the taste, and it just has so many benefits, but you have to be, that's like when you start with anything, you have to be consistent with it, and you will notice the changes within your body.
Okay, good. We have another question. Okay, I'm looking. I'm coming, y'all. How can someone start exercising when they do not like exercising? Woo!
Yes, that's okay.
Woo, that's a great one.
I like that question. Yes,
woo, me too.
I can speak for myself. When I start, I did not, let me tell you, exercise, I said, what is that? No. But, you know, listen, I would say start off, whether if you can't find your local gym, you can't, you know, start off with a partner. Even if you don't have a partner, start off in your home. Just a quick, you know, when you come home in the evening or first thing when you wake up in the morning, you just do, start off small. I always say start off small. Don't go crazy or anything like that. Start off small, 10 jumping jacks, 10 push-ups. Mm. And there's always modifications for exercises for those who may not be able to, you know, do it in a certain way. So just start off very little, you know, find a group and just make it fun. Put your music on and, you know, or buy a DVD. And just the important thing is just to start and do it. When you think about it and say, oh, man, I got to go work out today. No. We don't want to hear that. Just do it. Just do it, and I guarantee you. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong, but you make it fun.
Well, I know for me, you know, add into that, Ebony. For me, I've always stop start because I felt like, you know, things would get in my way. And in certain areas, it was like you can't find parking. It just wasn't conducive for what I wanted to do. And I had one day, like, before I even came outside, like, I gotta stop making excuses, right?
Absolutely.
So when I got in it, I didn't want to stop, you know.
No.
Even people say, oh, exercise has become addictive. No, I believe that you giving your body what it craves for, and now it just yearns for it even more. And I have to do it. Even this morning, we had planned to get up early this morning to go jogging. And I remember my husband saying, oh, baby, it's going to be cold in the morning. So this morning I got up. I said, really? I said, I see people jogging.
Yeah.
Don't matter what the weather is. We're going jogging. And
absolutely.
Then, you know, something else happened. You know, someone called and we begin to, you know, minister on the phone. But I told him, we're going to go later jogging, and we're going to get up early in the morning and go jogging. And that's another thing. I found when you introduce us to jogging, that, you know,
yes.
I was like, I like this. I like
it. Is.
Guys, jog, whether it's, what, 5, 10, I don't know, 10, I don't know. What's the shortest amount of time that someone could jog to really get a sweat and a good workout? Like
the shortest amount of time, I would say, is 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Start off slow. Walk. It's beautiful. It's, you know, the trees, everything, the surroundings, and then it just gives you a clear mind. Before you know it, you may have walked over 30 minutes and not have even realized it because you're such in your zone. Put your headphones on. Just get out, listen to some music, or either just be still and, you know, just gather your thoughts and just walk and take that time for you. For yourself,
awesome.
This is your time. That's your time.
Okay.
So it's just little things.
Yes. Okay, when we come back, we have one more question, and then, amen, Emily's going to share what she's going to bring to us right here on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. So you got to tune in, amen, because you don't know what week she's going to pop up, amen. Coaches pop up on you. They care about you. They just pop up and knock on your door and be like, oh, let me see what you got in your refrigerator. Let me see what you did. And guess what? They're doing it because they care about your well-being. It's all about a lifestyle. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our health and wellness coach, Ebony Coleman.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Yes, come fellowship with us tomorrow. Our service starts at 9:45 at Kingdom Life Temple right here in the Bronx, 3030 Jerome Avenue near Bethel Park, where my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, and Lady Lynette Cooper will be there to minister to you. We are having an awesome time today. We have so many questions, and keep them coming. Amen. This is Reality Radio, and we're here to provide a service to you, to give you the information that's going to transition your life. Another question we have is, what are some exercises you can do at work, in the office? I like that because oftentimes, like right now, Ebony, and truth be told, I'm very transparent, we have not been more consistent with our working out because of the transition and the workload of our work, what's going on. And every day was you like, I got my stuff whenever y'all ready. And we like, we got our stuff too. But we have, you know, Melinda and I, we like, next week we getting it in because we don't want, you know, when you accomplish a goal and you see the transformation, you don't want to let it go. I don't want to go back to where I was. I don't want to get comfortable in where I was. I want to continue to go forward. So one of the key things is sometimes because we have so many deadlines and so much appointment and so many responsibilities. This is a good question, so thank you so much. This is great. What are some exercises you can do at work in the office? You get two breaks, some of us do, 15-minute breaks, and you get an hour lunch. What can we do, Ebony, at the workplace? Okay.
Well, at the workplace, what you can do, you're sitting behind, sitting at that desk behind the computer entering notes and everything, and then it's just like, oh, my goodness. Get up, say, okay, set an alarm on your phone. Get up, and you start out with stretching, just like a 5-minute stretch. Hold your position, and from there, you can be so creative. I mean, you have your chair. You can do some little. You can do some walking lunges. And I know some may not be familiar with it, but you know, you can go online and look. You know, just look up lunges. And actually, going forward, I will be posting some videos and stuff for you guys to do. And that may be an excellent idea to post some exercise workout. You know, routines for when you're at work. But like I said, going forward, you just set your alarm, you get up, you stretch, just go outside, maybe walk around the block a little bit if you can't do that. If you can have, like, let's say if you can go and buy $5 dumbbells, a 5-pound dumbbells, and just sit up at your desk, do some curls, do a little biceps, you know, just little things like that make a difference. And they go a long way.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I like that, you know, workout routines at work, because that is important, that no matter how busy our life is, never be too busy that you don't take care of you. You
Absolutely.
Have to take care of you. We cannot serve and do what we are called to do effectively if we're not taking care of you. So one of the things that Ebony is going to be giving us is challenges, and I want y'all to call in. This is a family thing, right? And let us know how they're benefiting you. We're going to start them now, amen, so that it could be healthy for you. I have another question for you, Ebony. It says the stairs. How long or how many times up and down the stairs will benefit me?
Okay, you can walk up the stairs. I would say start off slow, like I said, and you can do the stairs, I would say, a good 4 to 5 times. Walk one up and down is considered one. So don't teach yourself. Don't go up the stairs one time and say, okay, one, and come back down, two. No. I would say, you know, like I said, starting off, we got the keyword is starting off slow. We're going to, I would say, at least 4 to 5 times. Up and down is considered one set. Yes.
Don't be like me. Don't be like me the first time I went jogging. And Pella Park, I said, oh, I did. How many miles? I said, I did three. She's like, no, Kim, you got to go all around the track.
Yes.
I said, how many times? I think you said
four times. is equivalent to 1 mile.
I was like, come on, I'm bragging live on social media. She was like, bro, you're not. See, and you know what? And again, didn't I say earlier, you never know when your coach is showing up?
I popped up when Kim
and she popped up. Yeah, I'm like, oh, right. Even at lunch, I'm sitting in my office. I'm like, she's like, what are you eating? I'm like, oh, how about? But I know that she cares. Amen.
Yes.
And let me tell y'all something. This is the coach that you want in your life. And she takes her – she's one of my friends, my sisters. But when she's out there in the field, we in that gym, she is the coach. She'll kiki with you, but she's dead serious. She's like, ladies, we got to get focused.
Absolutely.
And we be crying, complaining. I know y'all see some of my videos that she posts up. But guess what? We love her because we see the results. That's the key thing. There are results that we have shown, amen, the before and after look. And I want to keep that. I'm 50, y'all. I keep saying that, and I got to live.
And you don't look
200.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. When we come back, I know we're out of time, and I appreciate you lingering with us today. But I just want to share so we can encourage our listeners today, and they can encourage their family and friends to be a part of our radio show, because the coach is here. And tell them what we're going to be expected from you that you'll give to them. So we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. We'll be back, y'all.
Okay.
a reason to smile. Now my people just smile. I know it seems like your breakthrough is in slow mo, and meanwhile life's got you gripped in a chokehold. But it's alright, my brother. Hold on, my sis. Hold on to the end of the song, at least. And take a second to breathe. I ain't trying to preach, just letting the word of God lead. And I know it sounds a little cliche, but thank God for the life you're living today. And just smile. When it feels like you can feel life just slipping away, and a better day seems many miles away. You look into tomorrow, but you face the trials today. You need to smile when opposition is working you good. Remember, all things work for your good. It's understood how hard this life gets, but this life gets better when your aim is Christ-like. Just smile.
Smile for
everything you go through is designed to keep you reaching towards Him. Just keep enduring, cause the joy of the Lord is your strength. Believe me, I know it seems easier said than done, but when your head is hung, just trust the Son.
Well, 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 I hope you're having an exciting time as we are here in the studio. Amen. We always do when we come together. Amen. Because it's just about having a good time, but learning and growing as we do that. So it's just an honor to have Ebony Coleman here with us, our health and wellness coach, that's going to be giving us some phenomenal challenges,
some tips, and some
encouragement to help us live a healthy lifestyle. Okay, I'm going to say that until it resonates in your soul. Having a healthy lifestyle is so important for us. Amen. I'm putting us because I'm not exempt. All of us have to be conscious of what we eat and what we drink and how much exercise do we get in every day. Amen. So, Ebony, you're coming on.
Yes.
You're part of the team. Been here, amen, since season 8. And we wanted to, you know, gradually put add in every new voice that we have. We have Tracy Brown, which is our startup strategist, amen, and she deals with wellness, but in a different area as opposed to money and all kinds of stuff that she deals with. So I'm excited that you ladies are here. We have always had our radio angel, amen, and then we have our coach, amen, the quarterback, Latanya, with us. So I'm really excited that you're joining the family. It's so great that you're here. But what are you bringing? Well, you know, how are you going to help us? Because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited because I will be having so many challenges set up for you guys. I will be having – actually, you'll be seeing me doing actually the exercises. So this way you can see that, you know, your form is – you know, how your form should be. Make sure that you're doing it correctly and, you know, we don't want any injuries. And there also will be some prize giveaways for – you know, for these challenges going forward. So it's really going to be exciting. I'm so looking forward to it. And I really want you guys to benefit from it and feel good about yourself and just, you know, not only look good, but just feel good spiritually, emotionally. And I guarantee you, you know, you come aboard and make just those small changes within your life and you will feel so good. You will, I guarantee you, you will feel just so good about yourself.
Awesome. I'm excited to be able to share her with us. Amen. Because, honey, we're going to get some exercise. Y'all going to look good. Y'all going to feel good. And that's what it's about. I really want you to feel good emotionally. Amen. Because oftentimes, amen, we're sluggish. We deal with depression and procrastination because we got so much on us. But when you work out and eat right, you take all that you're detoxing the body constantly, and it fuels you up. It gives you better energy so that you can be productive. Because I tell people, I'm not sick. I'm not going to get sick. I ain't got time. I don't have time to do nothing. Devil, you lose, and I win. I got to do God's business. It's about kingdom business here. So we got to take care of ourselves. If there's any any more questions. Ebony's going to be with us a little bit longer here on the radio. I'm really excited. Tracy Brown says, hi, Ebony. Amen. Yes. The inbox
hi.
Is out, Ebony. Yes.
How are you, Stacy?
Tracy, that's Tracy.
Tracy. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Tracy Brown, she is part of our family as she is the startup strategist here on The Morning Glory. Amen. She gives us some awesome nuggets every other week on the show. So we're excited about what she's doing. We're going to talk about her 31 days of prayer starting December 1st to the 31st. Amen. If you don't know, let me let you know. It is time for prayer. You got to pray, pray, pray. And I love these phenomenal challenges and these phenomenal encouragements that people are giving us to pray so you begin to build your personal relationship with God. So I'm really excited about that. When we come back, we'll be talking about our first challenge with Ebony on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. We'll be back.
Sometimes I'm cold, sometimes I'm hot, sometimes I'm prayerful, and other times I'm just hot. Sometimes I feel like giving up, yeah, sometimes my faith feels used.
All right, we are back. Amen. And I'm getting all these inboxes. I'm so excited. Amen. Tracy Brown, our startup strategy. She's like, hey, we need Ebony in Maryland. So we're going to make it happen. How many of us want a girl, you know, workout? Amen. We can come together and work out together. We get on the road and we'll make it happen for your city, for your state, for your little girls. Amen. The kids can get involved. This is a family thing that we do here on the radio. You know I say it, right? This is about family. You can have breakfast with us. Amen. You can have lunch with us. We are here to serve you, give you what you need. So stay tuned. 2017, you're going to see the morning glory, amen, in our little van, and we're going to be moving from state to state to talk about wellness, health and wellness with our health and wellness coach. I'm putting it out there because I believe God, amen. Whatever you say and you believe it, he said, all you got to have is what? A grain of a mustard seed, but I got more faith in that today than ever, amen, because God has shown himself to me. If I just trust him, he's going to do it. So you're going to see that van, you're going to see us traveling, and this is what you want to do. Let's make it happen. We're not going to be talkers. We're going to be about God's business. We're going to make it happen. That's right, Tracy. She said, yes, that'll work. She said, that'll work. That'll work. Amen. Tracy also has something called Girlfriend Experience that she does in Maryland. So she said, it's time to plan. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. So ladies, look forward to us coming to Maryland. So shout out Maryland that's in the house today. Amen. And all of you who are part of Tracy Brown, the Girlfriend Experience, we shout you out. We're about to bring the coach to you. We're going to get fit. Amen. And guess what? We're going to do some follow-ups with you to make sure that you stay on track. How about that? Amen. We ain't going to just leave you hanging out there. We want to follow up. So with that being said, amen. Ebony, what will be our first challenge that you're going to put up?
Okay, first challenge, and you know me, Kim, I love my jumping squats. So, we want to tighten those legs, get those quads right, get the glutes nice, you know, that's what we're going to go into. So we're going to start off with doing, you know, my magic number, the number 20. So we're going to do four sets of 20 jumping squats, and that's going to be our first challenge. And I will also post a video of myself doing it, so this way you guys can see and know the correct form and what it is. And I will also have a modified version for those you know, that can't jump as high. And we're going to get this started. And there will also, like I said, will be a prize. So it's going to be exciting, guys. I'm so looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. Oh, Tracy, like, oh, no. I'm like, yes, Tracy.
20? All right, great. 20. Okay.
Wait a minute. 20 what? Jumping jack?
20. Jumping squats.
What you say, lady?
Jumping squats.
Jumping squats?
Oh,
what
my
the fish?
God.
Yes. What is a jumping squat? Oh, I got to see your video. I got to see it because I don't know what you do. Jumping squats. What the heck?
Yes. Trust me. It works on your quads.
Right.
You
already
gonna
know.
You're going to feel burn, but I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing them legs tighten up and say, wait a minute. Okay. Spring is, you know, before you know it, winter will be over, and then we'll be going right into spring. So this is the perfect time, and you can do it in your house, and it's easy. It's
you
guys got
this. Time to sweeten it up. It don't sound easy. It don't sound like fun. It sounds OMG, why did I get myself into this? Okay, I had to go on mute because I was just like, did she say jumping jack, or did she say jumping squat? What did she say?
She
said jumping squat. Girl, I'm turning my mic off. I'm drinking my alkaline water, and I'm just not happy. I just want you to know I'm frowning because I don't like exercise.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
You're gonna love it. You will. I'm gonna. I promise you guys. I'm gonna make it fun.
Yeah, it's fun. You'll be all right.
You got this.
You're gonna be all right.
Yep.
Well, let me tell y'all. Wait, can I?
You got
Let me tell y'all. When we started, I was like, what is, girl? We came back. We was like, our legs hurt. Our butt hurt. We were like, we can't sit. We can't, yo. But my thighs are looking good, y'all. And I'm not conceited. I'm just trying to encourage you, ladies. Get tight. We might have to do a cruise next year because our body's going to be tight and right. Honey,
nice.
Look good when you have to take off your bathing suit. You ain't seeing all that stuff hanging out. You're like, oh. Nope, let me put something back on. Let me cover it up. So guess what? We're going to do it. Tracy said, I feel the pain already. Ebony, we should post our pictures doing them. Yep. Oh, see now.
Yes.
See Tracy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, see Tracy
perfect.
Now. See, She didn't need no assistance,
I love it.
Tracy. She didn't need no, mm-mm. All right. All right. So you got it. I'm not even texting back to you. Yes. She said, you got it. All right. Now she won't pitch it. So that means, which is great. That is holding you accountable, right? All right.
Absolutely.
Now. Oh. Tina like, OMG. What? Can I do what? She like, I love y'all. My inbox is going crazy. They like, what? They going crazy. I love y'all. We could do it. Your back, you're going to be fine. Tina, ain't nothing going to happen to your back. Everybody, I never did that before.
Me.
It's time. She's going to show us how to do it. No panic, no worry. Please, please, we're going to start them out. On next week, I'm gonna let y'all know when she's going to put the challenge up and when we're going to start. And come back and give dialogue and just have a good time. Ebony, it's been so surreal here. This is reality radio. And I've just had so much fun. I had to put that on my wall. I'm having a great time today.
I am.
I'm on the show with you guys and just getting feedback. So we ready to do it. Amen. We're going to make it happen here. So.
Amen.
Welcome
Thank
to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope family.
Yay!
She's here, y'all. And we're going to do it. Thank you so much, Ebony M. Coleman, for stopping by today to shine a light on our families, to give us challenges, amen, that we can begin to live a healthy lifestyle. If you are looking, amen, for that 10-minute encouragement, amen. That video, you can always follow Ebony, amen, on Facebook as Ebony James or Instagram, Ebony James 1625. Amen. And don't forget, she'll be right with us every other week on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope. And then our fan page on Facebook, which is the Morning Glory IVO Hope. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Real Talk Behind the Collar with your girl, Minister Kim, talking about real people, real issues. We'll be back. We love you, Eb. Bye-bye.
Love you too, guys. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dreams.
Before I die, I gotta
love my enemies. Forgive the past and set them free, so I can bring up the things every blessing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. Ow. I have to learn what I've been through. I can't go through that way again. Be hurt by you that way again. It's not the end. I used to be afraid to die. I used to be afraid to try.
Used to be afraid.
I was too afraid of knowing what the least of
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How y'all doing today? I've had a fantastic time with our health and wellness coach, Ebony Coleman, and we are looking forward to our challenges that start this coming week. So I started out on last week just facing the holidays because we understand that they're fastly approaching us. But I figured that if we stay in the vine, amen, in the will, that we won't be emptying out our pocketbooks, amen. Because it's mostly the women that do all the spending. Yep, I'm putting us on blast this morning. I said us, so that's included me, the shiny object images that we have. I got to get this for that one, that one. Nope, we're not doing that this year. We're going to use some wisdom. So I have some information on last week. We talked about provision. Today, let's talk about wealth. Wealth. The biblical frame of reference for wealth is that God is the source of all gained. Each year, various publications list the 100 wealthiest persons in America. You know, you've seen it. Amen. They are characterized by total income, usually in the range of billions and millions, such as the predominant viewpoint of our age regarding the meaning of wealth. But is that the way God defines wealth today, family? I think not. Many of the individuals who are included in one year's ranking are excluded from the next. Their wealth hasn't been dissipated through a variety of causes. Some are even forced into bankruptcy. Do not overwork yourself to become rich. That's one of the things that the Bible says in Proverbs 23:4-5. And I understand what bankruptcy looks like because I've filed bankruptcy in the past and did the recycling once again, but not any longer. I let the devil know that he lose and I win. I'm going to hold on to the values and the principles of being a good steward over what God has given me. Let me move on. Still others lead rather checker lifestyle, meaning that they check this box, check that box. They want to go here, they want to shift here. Whether it's greed, whether it's a situation that has caused them to spend foolishly, amen, senselessly, I don't know. But guess what? We want to have wisdom. We need wisdom. Let's talk about how God defines wealth real short. Wealth from God's standpoint is not limited to currency. Rich men and women are often miserable. And you know it. You have some people that got money and they talk about their life. They got all the money, they got all the fame, but they don't have a relationship with God. They don't have a relationship with their family and friends. They feel paranoia because they feel that everyone that comes in their life, they want something. Oh, they only calling me because they need me for this. They want that. They always ask, amen. Got the money, but no relationship. Amen. Their bank accounts may be overflowing, but their souls are impoverished. Biblical wealth may be defined as the ability to experience and enjoy God's blessings. Don't you know that God wants us to live in the abundance of Him? He said, I came to give you life and more abundance. He's not talking about just the bank account and what you can do because you have a lump sum of money, but you should be blessed in wealth in your mindset, in your spirit, amen, in your emotions, in relationships with others. You should have a healthy relationship with those who you come in contact with. See, that's what's wealth. That's when you see the fruits of your labor, because at the end of the day, we all need to be leaving some type of legacy, amen, whether it's grandma's recipe, one of grandma's lessons, the integrity of the character of a loved one, whether it's the house, amen, the car, whatever it may be, but it has to be effective for you, amen, so that you understand that it's not what's in my bank account, but it's how I feel about myself as an individual and what I'm going to pass on to the next family member of that loved one that's connected to me. I want to read this scripture to you
Amen, because it's so important for us to get this concept today. Again, King Solomon, and the reason why I'm utilizing King Solomon as I pour this information to you is because he was a young man that became appointed as king. And when God asked him, what do you need? He said, God, I need wisdom to lead your people. That was smart. That was a smart answer. Amen. Some of us are asking God for all the material things, and we asking God, I just want this, I want that. But we never asking God, how? How can I get this? What do I need to have access to this? And once I get it, how would I be able to hold on to it? Because some of us have had homes and we lost them. Amen. Some of us have had vehicles and we lost them because our motives wasn't right. Amen. Our heart wasn't right. So whatever God doesn't give us, guess what? The devil is easy to take away. But when you get wisdom, and when you get understanding, and you understand your own identity, and you understand the making and the power of God, you don't have to worry about what's in the bank account, because all you got to do is ask God and he'll grant your favor. You might not have the best credit score, but if you want that car, you want that house, you want that business loan, God will make provision for you, because he is your provider, and we need to cry out to God daily and say, God, I need wisdom concerning my well-being, concerning wealth. So here is King Solomon out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. He says, cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. So today, real talk, all right, now, real talk. Why is the body of Christ struggling with getting understanding about their own identity and their purpose of their life? Why, as a body of Christ, we are the most broke people, the most complaining people, and we're supposed to be the children of God? We are hers of God, meaning that we are in relationship with God. We are his children. We are blessed and highly. We are priests and queens, and we are mighty through the power of God. Why are we the ones talking about, I need a loan because I ain't got no money. Girl, I'm about to file bankruptcy because I ain't got this, I ain't got that. And I'm not downing you. We got to look at what we're doing. What are we doing? Are we chasing the silver and all of the hidden treasures? Are we chasing God? Are we crying out for God, saying, God, I need insight. I need understanding. Amen? Don't be like me. I had to file bankruptcy, 8, 9 years ago. And the reason why I did it, not to justify it, was my dad came into my life, and I felt that he needed the best care. So I exalted all my finances and all my resources to make sure that my dad was being well taken care of. Because when I met him, he was a struggling man. See, what kind of legacy he left me? He left me that I never want to be in that boat. I never want to put my children in that situation, that they got to exalt everything that they have to make sure that I'm getting my care that I need in my final days. I don't want that to happen. So I got to make sure that I'm financially set up. I got to make sure that I use some wisdom with what I have and what I'm willing to obtain that God will give me. So that's what I did. I made sure he had the medication. I made sure that he had the attendant that took care of him. I made sure that he would lay rest in peace. But if he had did what he needed to do, I wouldn't have had to do all that. He would have had everything set up. So when I went before the judge, when I told him why I was filing bankruptcy, and I said, look, this is what's going on. Yep, this is what's going on. I take accountability. Number one, you got to take accountability for your actions. That's number one. Whatever you do, go to God. Say, God, I had this money and I messed it up. Show me. The next time you bless me, I'm going to come ask you, what should I do with it? Matter of fact, I'm going to hold on until I hear you speak to me. Amen? Number two, I said, look, I'm about to get a lawsuit, and when that lawsuit comes in, you can have that money back. I don't even want it. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So we have to make some conscious decisions now about how you're going to spend your money for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and New Year's, because these are three major holidays that we spend the most: Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. If you don't have the money to have a holiday party, don't do it. If you want a gathering for Thanksgiving, ask everyone to bring a pot. Bring something. You ain't got to do all the cooking. You ain't got to be lavish if you don't have it. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Because truth be told, when they leave, they're talking about you because they know you're struggling. They know. So just be real with you and be real with other people. That's today's message from Real Talk. All right? Because we're dealing with real people who got real issues. I love you. Until next week, be blessed and watch your spending. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim. We'll be back.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
all
your
feet. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
The goal.
From knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release.
Of the show where we talk about what's going on in the community. Listen, everybody, we thank you so much for tuning in today and each and every Saturday. We don't take it lightly that you've taken the time out to spend time with us here on the Morning Glory, and we want to personally thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, we want to be able to support you just like you support us. So if there's something going on in your neighborhood, in your community, please make sure you send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org so that we can put it out there. Do remember that we do have over 70,000 listeners. That's right, over 70,000 listeners from California to Nigeria, straight on over here to the Boogie Down Bronx. Well, speaking of the Boogie Down Bronx, we have our community corner is coming from the Boogie Down Bronx. Listen, everybody. There are turkey giveaways. It's Thanksgiving, and you know around Thanksgiving they love to give out turkeys. Amen. Praise the Lord. So listen, we have a couple of things going on. We have the turkey giveaway and volunteer opportunities here, right here in the Boogie Down Bronx. Now, on November 21st, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Is this correct, Minister Kim? On the 21st? On the 21st?
On the 21st. You got it. But I just got to interject. Wait, before that, don't forget about the 19th. Amen. Kingdom Light Temple, our pantry. Amen. Our pantry doors open at 3030 Jerome Avenue. Amen. That's on the corner of Bedford Park. On the 19th, as you know, we always do out every third Saturday, the pantry. We're going to have paneer. We're going to have that pork. Amen. And turkeys we're going to be giving out to families as well.
That's right. Kingdom Life. This is awesome, awesome. Kingdom Life serves the community, and they serve over 200-plus families, over 200-plus families right here in the Bronx. Now, we have something, the Bronx. I'm going to just send everybody to the Bronx Mama website. So that's Bronx, M-A-M-A, com. Why? Because I have an old flyer in front of me. The flyer is saying here 2015. So unfortunately, I have an old flyer, so I apologize for that. So I need you guys to go to BronxMama.com, Bronx Mama, and get the information there, because I have an old flyer in front of me, so I apologize for that. But they are definitely giving out turkeys, and they're looking for volunteers to give out the turkeys and be a part of the Coalition for the Homeless. Be a part of the Coalition for the Homeless. Okay, so as you all know, this week coming up, we got the challenge going on. Yes, yes. Radio Angel is going to make a video of her squat jumping. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to join it.
Sorry.
I'm going to join it only because she said there's a prize. Because you know how I feel about prizes. So I'm very competitive when it comes to stuff like that. So that's one. Two, the other thing is, as you know, our other expert, Miss Tracy Brown, she has a show each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can go to our Facebook page and her information will be there. So this week she's going to be talking about renting versus owning. Renting versus owning. That's our financial expert, the startup strategist, and that's every Sunday. You can catch her. Get the information. Just visit us at our Facebook page, The Morning Glory IVO Hope. The Morning Glory IVO Hope. And let's not forget the other thing that's happening on September. Sorry about that, September. That's wrong right there. Reality radio in effect right now. December 9th, Friday, December 9th, PIP Women Rock has teamed up with the Power Player Club, which is founded and run by Andrea Cleveland. We usually call her Dre. That's why I stumbled right there, but I wanted to give her full government name, Andrea Cleveland. She's teamed up with PIP Women founder Kim M. Sutter to host a night of games. So we're going to have a lot of group games. We're going to have some team games, and we're also going to have board games and stuff like that for people who may want to just play cards and Monopoly and stuff like that. But we have a lot of prizes lined up, OMG. So these are going to be very interesting prizes. Just want to let y'all all know that now. So like I said, we're going to have games, groups, teams, all that good stuff. This is happening in Harlem here in New York at the Strivers Convention Center, which is located at 22 West 137th Street. Please note that this flyer will be on our Facebook page as well as our website. Please do remember to join us on our website. Now, the other, I don't know if you all guys, because some of you might be new listening today, and some of you are older family members, so y'all already know. So I want to invite each and every one of you on Monday and Friday. Listen, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to the prayer line. Listen, start your day with some breakfast for your soul. I know you like to feed up on your yogurt and your eggs and stuff like that, and that's good stuff for your body. But let's start off with feeding our soul. So join us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the prayer line, breakfast for soul, from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., where you'll get breakfast with your soul with Minister Kim. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the contact information. It's going to be on the page. It's on our website, just in case you didn't get it. I'm going to say it really slow so you can get it. So it's 641-715-3630, and you have to have a passcode to get on the call. And that passcode is 100-3997 pound. 100-3997 pound. Okay, so this takes place at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I know that we have a lot of people who support us who are in different time zones, So please make sure you govern yourself properly. This is an Eastern Standard Time, okay? That's 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we want to be able to support you. So if you're doing something in your community, it doesn't matter whether your community is in California, doesn't matter whether it's in Connecticut, it doesn't matter if it's in Canada. Make sure you send us an email at hope@themorninggloryinternational.org. hope@themorninggloryinternational.org. That way we can broadcast it on the show as well as put it on our website as well as our fan page. Do come and visit us on our fan page. Any announcements that you've heard today, note that they're on our fan page. We will be right back. Coming up. Now is the time to begin weeding things out. You know, don't start your New Year's revolution on January the 1st. If you do those, start them 3 months in advance because it's going to take you that much time to deprogram yourself. You know, I kind of learned that when we start on January 1st, then we really don't get into it by April, May, you know, and then we feel defeated because we didn't walk into it. Well, we didn't give ourselves time enough to, you know, kind of implement the things that we wanted to change. If we wanted to lose weight, we didn't start eating right, you know, before, you know, we didn't start monitoring how we ate on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we expect to just stop January the 1st, you know, going to the gym. We didn't start walking more, you know, until January the 1st. It doesn't work like that. We're not programmed that way. We're not robots. We're human beings, as you can gather from our conversation this morning, and, you know, we have stuff. We have things. So today we're talking about a new beginning, a new you, loving me, empowering me, and creating a better tomorrow.
You heard them, coach? She is also our co-host here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. That is Lady Quarterback LaTanya Rush. Plays with the quarterback. She always got something for you. So we all talk about being healthy and being taking care of ourselves. You know, we never leave a broadcast without giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What I love about it is it's free. Amen. You ain't got to pay nothing because the price was already paid through his son, Jesus Christ. All you got to do is commit. Amen. Open up your mouth and make a confession. And by you saying that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and rose on that third day and you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, then you are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And guess what? I'm telling you, that's all you had to do. So let's do that together. Amen. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for this new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. You are saved. Amen. Now, I encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church. Amen. Pray. Ask God to lead you, amen, to that church, amen, that you will be fed and that you will grow, because you need to learn about the Word of God so that He can continue to change your life. I love you, and I want to thank everyone. I want to thank everyone who has joined us today. I want to thank my fan pages. We are so, so, so in love with you, because without you, it would never be us. And most importantly, we want to thank our higher power, our God, our Father, amen, who gives us the opportunity to share this platform for you. We love you and have a wonderful weekend. Remember, don't walk around with hatred in your heart. Pray and let God guide you. I love you. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.